Well, as expected, our cold front rolled through overnight with some rain. Everybody getting at least a little bit of light rain. And I know you're waking up this morning and saying, what rain? Well, it dried out very quickly, and the amounts were not very much. North of Interstate 10 up to the Florida-Georgia border, amounts were around a tenth to locally maybe a quarter of an inch in a few spots. South of Interstate 10, it was less than a tenth of an inch. So it didn't amount to much, wasn't expected to. And now the west winds are taking over. It won't really clear out a lot today because we have some lingering moisture wrapping around the backside of the system, which, by the ways dropped some pretty significant snow about 6 to 8 hours north of Jacksonville, across northern Georgia, eastern Tennessee, the western parts of North Carolina. So if you want to get out there and play in a little snow, take a day trip, you would be traveling a good 6 hours, but not that far away to get in on some of that white stuff. Had an email from a viewer that wanted to know where they could take their kids this weekend. So Gatlinburg, Asheville would all be good choices and opportunities to at least see snow on the ground, although there won't be much snow falling from the sky. But in any case, we stay breezy and cool today. Highs will only top out close to 60, and just enough moisture to maybe squeeze out a sprinkle or two, but I'm not anticipating significant rain. We drop into the mid to upper 30s tonight, and while plenty chilly, looks like we stay above freezing. And then tomorrow we'll clear it out. It'll become mostly sunny, but it will be a breezy and cool January day. Highs only in the mid to upper 50s, and then that'll set us up for the coldest night of the past week and the coldest night of the next several days at least, tomorrow night into early Sunday, with a widespread inland frost and freeze near and west of Interstate 95. Temperatures won't be diving as cold as they were earlier several weeks ago back in December, but still cold enough for a frost and a light freeze near and west of Interstate 95, where temperatures drop to about 29 to 32, and then staying at about 34 to 37 for the intracoastal and the beaches, or even some upper 30s, so stays above freezing at the beaches. And then as we head into your Sunday, really a pretty day. Despite that cold start early in the morning, there'll be lots of sun, less wind, and afternoon highs reaching near 60 degrees. That's a pretty nice winter day on Sunday. The next weather system I've delayed a few hours now. Instead of coming in on Monday, good news, it won't come in until Tuesday, so at least you don't have to start out the work week wet. The morning commute looks like it will stay mainly dry. There may be a sprinkle late Monday, but it looks like most of the showers will be later Monday night and into Tuesday with our next cold front. So, for your weekend, a recap, well, today will be chilly, so you want sweaters and jackets, and at times mostly cloudy and a sprinkle or two. Then your weekend will be cold, especially in the early morning hours, but we'll break out into plenty of sunshine tomorrow, an inland frost and freeze Saturday night, and then on Sunday, a pretty winter day with sunny skies and afternoon highs around 60 degrees. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.